77 WABC and Bergen Newbridge Medical Center honor the life of legendary broadcaster and our friend, Ernie Anastas.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130 for an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Listen, all you New Yorkers.
Excuse me.
Taxi.
Okay, now we're looking around.
This is the 77 WABC minicast.
John Katzmatidis, of course, is Mr. Red Apple Media. He hosts not one, but two great shows on this station. Every weekday at 5 o'clock with Rita Cosby, it's the Great Katz and Cosby Show, and does an amazing job 8 a.m. every Sunday morning with the Katz Round Table. And yeah, he's my boss, and yeah, he owns this station, but he's my friend, and dear, dear friend at that. John, the mayor, he out. You guys have been friends for a lot of years. What's your thoughts on the official exit for Mayor Adams?
Well, I think he had no choice. Don't forget, I spoke to the president, and the president loves New York City. I mean, New York is his original home, and we bought everybody 2-3 months. We said, let's decide on September 15th, and finally September 15th came aboard. And I think Eric Adams, the mayor, wanted to run. And the mission that gives him the extra money, they owed him $4 million. They didn't give it to him. And I think he had a lot of obstacles. So he never made that turn. You know that turn you're supposed to make and say, all of a sudden, you excel. And it can happen in 2 days. It can happen in 3 days. It can happen in a week. But he never made that turn. The polls were never with him. And I think he wanted to exit on his own terms. I think he wanted to exit with respect. And he's going to serve out his term. But he wants to make a comeback someday.
Make a comeback doing what exactly? What do you think?
Whatever he wants to do. I mean, you know, look, he has a name recognition. He has people know him. And, you know, I have no idea. I don't think he was offered any job by the Trump administration. So life goes on. I mean, look, he did a great job as borough president. You know, Brooklyn never had a skyline until Eric Adams got there.
Yeah.
Look, did he make a lot of mistakes? Absolutely, he made mistakes. But, you know what my position was, Sid? My position was anybody but Zoram.
Yep.
And I think that all three candidates had their own types of flaws. Andrew Cuomo had some flaws. Eric Adams had some flaws. Curtis had some flaws. But any one of them would make a much better mayor than Zoram. With Curtis, people say, I got 1,000 phone calls. Are you going to get Curtis out?
Yeah, me too.
Curtis is our family, and we love him. And I was on with Dominic Carter last night at midnight. The position I took is Curtis has to make up his own mind.
He's not leaving. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what Trump says. He loves you. He loves me. He's not leaving.
Sid, you heard what I said.
Yep.
He has to make up his own mind.
Yeah.
It is 34 days, he said, to the election. Let him go on for another week. Let him go on for another 2 weeks. Let him go on for another 3 weeks. But in 2 weeks from now, if he hasn't shown any progress, how do you say it? How does Sergeant Schultz say it? Machine kaput.
Well, I would say this.
You know,
I would say that.
You know, he has to make his own decision.
I get that, but I would say that for people that have been asking for him to drop out for months now, because I've been getting these text messages, as you know, John, like you, for months, there needs to be something better than his legacy will be garbage. He don't care. So for people out there that really like you, I don't know if you know Bill Ackman, you're both billionaires, I don't know if you know him, but for people out there that want Curtis Sliwa to drop out, there needs to be a better offer, maybe that's the right word, maybe it's a wrong word, then your legacy is going to be shot in the city. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Does that make sense to you or no?
Well, it makes all the sense in the world. That's why I said it's going to be his decision.
Yeah.
He doesn't, you know, look, I think the president feels that Andrew Cuomo has the best shot at one-on-one with Zorro.
Yeah.
Zoram.
Yep.
With a three-way race, if Curtis is in it, I think Cuomo still has a shot. But remember, I'm the guy with the patience. What did I say in July? What did I say in August? I said, give it a few more weeks. If Curtis feels good about it, let him feel good about it. I mean, it's up to him.
Can I ask you what you think is really going to happen? Look, I agree with a lot of what you're saying.
I think Zoram is going to lose.
Okay.
I think Zoram is destined to lose. Don't forget, he's got a lot of other problems.
So who's beating him?
You don't go. Listen to me one second.
Yeah.
You don't go from 1% to 40%, and all of a sudden $40 million, $50 million shows up.
I got it. So one of those.
Okay.
So let
the investigators investigate. And let's see what happens on that end.
Okay, but let's go the other route for a second, okay? Let's say he does win, okay? Let's say he wins. Then we can't prove that he's got $50 million coming from other countries, all that stuff. He wins. Now, he has put a bullseye on you. You, John, you've only done 1,000 television shows because he wants to take away the groceries and supermarkets and make them public. On a serious note, 30-plus days away, if he wins, do you think it'll be as horrible as the picture that's been painted the last couple of months?
Well, I'll ask you, what do you think the people in Cuba felt about Fidel Castro after he won? What do you feel about the people in Venezuela after he won?
Right.
It's one big con game. He promises the world. Fidel promised the world. Me and Curtis went to Cuba together. He promised the world to the Cuban people. He ruined them. I had Congresswoman Salazar. I was with her on the other night. And, you know, she's got tears in her eyes what happened in Cuba. I mean, Nicole Mayotakis. I mean, what happened in Cuba? Yeah. Now, the people they warned the people in Venezuela when Chavez was coming in. Warned. Venezuela was the richest country in South America. And then, machine kaput, the poorest country in South America. Every middle-class person left Venezuela.
Yep.
So, guys, let's make sure we're not the stupidest people in the world and allow a con artist to con us that the sun is going to shine for the rest of the century and the trains are going to be for free and the buses are going to be for free. This is one big con game.
Yep.
There are a million listeners out there. You know, come out and vote on November 4th. And let's not allow the greatest city in the world to fall into the wrong hands. Now, you know what's even worse? The state. That the state senate has kissed the ring of Mogami.
Yep.
The state assembly has kissed the ring. The governor has practically kissed the ring.
The city council.
And enough is enough.
Yeah.
I mean, does that mean if Mogami wins, he takes over the city and the state? Do you think President Trump is ever going to allow that?
Well, let me ask you about that because
and
you talk to the president as much, if not more, than anyone I know. I know I'm blowing your cover here, John. I'm sorry, but it's a big deal. He does talk to you. He does want to know what you're thinking. So I'm not sure if you've spoken to him since yesterday. I doubt it because he's meeting with BB today, but I'm sure you will be speaking to him shortly, maybe later tonight, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. What do you think he can do? What can President Trump legally do to make sure that Mogami can't do this?
One of his right-hand people said the other day, Secretary Bessent. Remember what Secretary Bessent said? He was, you know, you can Google it. He says that if New York falls into the wrong hands, They're going to need money because don't forget, 1%, I'm going to tell this to all the unions, 1% of New Yorkers pay 48% of the taxes. If they vamoose and go to Florida, go to Texas, go whatever, guess what? There is no money to pay the union pensions. And guess what? And when you go to Washington, you know what Secretary Bessent is going to say.
You're part of that 1%, aren't you?
I am part of that 1%.
And you heard the union leader in here just about 20 minutes ago, John.
I like John Samuelson is a good guy. I like him. I think the horses are part of the ambiance of Central Park. I mean, horse-drawn carriages, but let them stay in Central Park. We should build some stables for them in Central Park. Let them go around and around in Central Park. Maybe they don't belong in the streets of New York, but somebody that already has electric carriages in Central Park, give me a break. Give me a break. Electric carriages in Central Park. You know, tell them to DDT. You know what DDT is?
What is that?
Drop dead twice.
That's a beauty way to end this. Drop dead twice. DDT. Hey, John, that was a spectacular appearance. Not good, great. Thank you so much, as always. I love you. Great job, John.
God
thank
bless
you.
You. See you later.
You too, bye buddy. Bye. You too, buddy. Thank you. He's great. John Catsimatidis. That was a great appearance. You can check John out 5 o'clock every weekday afternoon alongside Rita Cosby on the Cats and Cosby Show, 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. The Cats Counter. That was the Cats Roundtable. That was terrific. That was great. Great job there by John Catsimatidis.
Did you know that St. Luke's University Health Network, based in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, has been recognized by the U.S. government as the highest performing health system in the United States for quality? You heard right. St. Luke's number one recognition affirms our status as the top leader among the most respected healthcare providers in the nation, including Houston Methodist and the Mayo Clinic. To state it simply, if you want to receive the best care when you go to a hospital, come to St. Luke's.